Child Care Counts. That's the name of a COVID-era state funding program for child care providers that expires next year. It's also the adage of advocates that want the state to invest permanently in the increasing cost of child care. In a collaboration with Wisconsin Public Radio's America Amplified Project, Here and Now's Aditi Devnath is reporting on questions voters are asking this election. This is the second story in that series.
Where are your parents while you're here? Lilia, where are mom and dad? They're at work.
Art House preschool owner Heather Murray explains to her students why they're observing a day without childcare.
Now, a lot of kids in Wisconsin and across the country do not have a place to play or to learn. So we're here to talk about that today.
Wanakee Village board member Robert McPherson joins Murray.
We created the Wanakee Child Care for Minors Assistance Program.
The program invests $85,000 into the local child care industry.
And really what it means is it helps us at the village be able to help the child care providers within the village to help pay for provider services.
Murray got the idea for Art House Preschool more than 18 years ago.
I started out as an elementary school teacher and then started this center when my youngest was about 14 months old, wanting quality childcare for my own kids.
Since the pandemic, she's been advocating for increased state support for childcare.
The state of Wisconsin received close to $800 million in COVID relief money that was to be directed to childcare. That is what allowed us to keep our industry going.
Ruth Schmidt runs WECA, the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. That pandemic relief money came through a program called Child Care Counts. The Wanakee Child Care Providers Assistance Program aims to mirror child care counts on a local level.
For me, it does two things. It's a step in the right direction and an acknowledgement that this industry needs financial support.
Both my husband and I work full-time, and both of us have careers that are important to us, and neither of us were really interested or at a point where we thought it made sense for our family to stop.
Amy Kloppenberg has two sons that attend Art House. She makes the 12-mile drive to Wanakee from nearby Madison twice a day for her kids. It hasn't been easy.
I contacted, and I'm not exaggerating, I contacted 35 daycares, both on Madison's east and west side. And then I finally started reaching out farther than Madison.
Finding childcare is stressful and at times complex for parents like Amy. Is there childcare in your area? If there is there availability in the classroom? If there is, can you afford it?
Personally, when I raised tuition, I had two families that decided it was better if they stayed at home financially. So we're essentially pricing some families out of childcare.
That means that working hard to make sure that you all have enough toys, enough books, enough teachers.
Representative Alex Joers represents Wanakee in the State Assembly. He attends the Art House event with his newborn daughter, Emmy.
I put forward legislation to continue the Child Care Counts program at an amount of $350 million. And that's just a drop in the bucket compared to the $3 billion surplus that we have in the state.
During the last session, Republicans rejected proposals by Joers and Governor Evers to invest state money into child care. Instead, Assembly Republicans passed a package to address the profitability of child care centers. Part of the plan calls for a loan program to help child care centers to pay for renovations and changing the minimum age for entry-level positions from 18 to 16. Governor Evers vetoed all but one bill in that package, which expands a tax credit program for child care expenses. The political standoff means government support is ending.
We've seen the Child Care Counts money be greatly reduced over the years, and we will see it expire next year. So the money that's being used at a state level is just enough to keep the doors open.
Heather Murray says state funding is actually less than what providers like herself need to keep centers open. Overwhelmingly, Murray says she needs more money to pay her employees a fair wage.
We need investments from the state to be able to maintain the staff we have now and the salaries that they're getting.
McPherson says Wanakee's investment is a stopgap measure, not a permanent subsidy.
We as a village, we're helping just out for a couple of months. We think this is how much funding that we're going to have, but we're hoping that state, federal resources will come together and continue to provide child care providers because this is really something that we need.
Surprisingly, the families getting priced out are not the low-income ones.
We're losing that middle section, right? We still have supports for low-income families, and we still have high-income families that can afford care.
Wanakee has many families that fall into that middle section.
When my child was born, we couldn't find child care for the first 6 to 8 months of her life, and it meant that I couldn't go back to work.
It shouldn't just be for people who have a partner that both people work. People should be able to live and work and have child care.
Reporting from Wanakee, I'm Aditi Devnath for Here and Now.